President Trump says he has made his choice for who he'll nominate to the United States Supreme Court, and he plans to make that announcement tomorrow night. This just days after his latest executive order on immigration that has sparked widespread protests and a debate about its legality. The order bars all refugees from entering the United States for 120 days and puts a 90-day freeze on entry from seven Muslim-majority countries: Iraq, Iran, Syria, Yemen, Sudan, Libya, and Somalia. Several federal judges have blocked parts of the order, but there are still plenty of questions about how it's being implemented and its legal underpinnings. NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Myrie is here to talk about that with us. Hi there, Greg.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so first of all, just talk about what we know about the intent of this order and who is actually affected by it.
Well, it could be a fairly wide range of people. If I had to pick out one group, it would be Syrian refugees who are coming to this country in very small numbers. President Obama ramped that up to 12,000 last year. And there's an indefinite hold on any Syrian refugees. But these any visa applicant from these seven other countries you mentioned are also on the list. So it could be a wide-ranging number from several countries. But Syrian refugees, I think I would note in particular.
Now, there has been some or a lot of confusion, I should say, about what the executive order means for green card holders that may have originally been from one of these countries but are now legal residents, permanent residents of the United States. How does it affect them?
In theory, what we're hearing now is it shouldn't. They should be able to continue to live here, to leave the country and come back. But initially, there was a lot of confusion. Apparently, they were included in this executive order, and then it raised all sorts of cases and some of the chaos we saw at the airports with people being detained. But the Department of Homeland Security, which is responsible here, they issued a statement late last night saying green card holders would be allowed to come into the country. They added just a bit of a caveat saying that we may review on a case-by-case basis. But in theory, green card holders are okay.
Now, President Trump did tweet this morning, quote, only 109 people out of 325,000 were detained and held for questioning. And he said that if there were any problems at airports, the blame should go to Delta and a computer outage. What do we know about that?
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch. I don't have any other numbers to contradict those figures that he's given. I'm not sure exactly where they came from. But blaming it on Delta really doesn't wash. That didn't happen until Sunday night. And we were seeing these problems all day long, Saturday and Sunday at the airport. Officials just weren't clear at the airports. Department of Homeland Security and others were just giving varied interpretations of what this meant.
Now, Greg, as we mentioned at the top, there have been some federal judges, four of them, that have blocked parts of Trump's order, saying that those held at airports should not be sent back or home. And one of the judges in a Massachusetts federal court went even further, saying the government could not detain travelers at all. Do we know if Customs and Border Patrol are abiding by these rulings?
Right. So where we seem to stand now is, again, going back to Department of Homeland Security, they say they will abide by the executive order, but they also say they will comply with these judicial rulings. So what happens if these two are in conflict? And that's what's not quite clear right now. We have not seen people deported. So people were blocked and held for hours at airports, but eventually have been let free. It's not quite clear if there's still any people being held, but it doesn't look like anybody's going to be sent back at this point.
Now, President Trump has defended his executive orders, writing that his policy is similar to what President Obama did in 2011 when he banned visas from refugees from Iraq for a period of 6 months. Just in a couple seconds, Greg, clarify that for us. Is it the same thing?
No, it's not really apples to apples. What happened in 2011, there was a report that a couple of Iraqis who'd come to this country had been involved in violence. This led to slowdowns and delays in the allowing Iraqis to come to this country, but it picked up again. So it was a delay, not a ban.
But so, okay, as you said, President Obama didn't issue an executive order that was a blanket ban.
Correct.
Like President Trump has done. Well, that's
correct.
NPR National Security correspondent Greg Myrie. Greg, many thanks.
My pleasure.